fortunes of the legal cannabis industry in the U.S. have whiplashed in recent months. At the beginning of the year, the Justice Department announced a possible federal crackdown. Investors retreated. And then more recently, a possible political breakthrough that could legitimize the entire industry. From Colorado Public Radio, Ben Marcus has more.
Being in the marijuana industry means accepting a certain amount of risk and craziness. Tim Cullen runs a small chain of marijuana stores in the Denver area. He says he's tried to stay zen about it all.
Tell you, Ben, when I started this, my hair was brown and now it's kind of speckled and gray. It has been quite a roller coaster.
Not like one of those old, slow roller coasters. More like one of those new, fast, scary ones. In January, Attorney General Jeff Sessions gave his prosecutors free rein to go after licensed marijuana businesses. No businesses were actually prosecuted, but millions of dollars in investment capital dried up. Then last month, a shocking turn of events. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner announced a groundbreaking deal. The Republican said President Donald Trump gave him a verbal pledge that the feds would leave Colorado's industry alone. Moreover, Gardner says Trump promised that he would support some kind of federal legalization for the more than two dozen states with medical or recreational cannabis. Marijuana business owner Cullen says the reaction from people wanting to invest in his business was swift.
In the last couple weeks, since Cory Gardner came out, we have had more phone calls about investors than we've had in the last 6 months.
An unlikely hero for the marijuana industry. The conservative Gardner put a hold on Justice Department nominees until he forced Trump to give in on the cannabis issue. Now capital investments are coming back to life.
Almost everyone we talk to is what I call cannabis curious.
Brian Vicente is an attorney who runs law offices that cater to the industry in multiple states.
They're interested in investing in marijuana, but they don't know how, and they're risk averse. And I understand that. It is federally illegal. But when you have the chief executive saying, hey, I'm going to try to help change things so it's not federally illegal, a lot of people don't want to be left behind.
Vicente co-authored the 2012 legalization measure in Colorado. He gives props to Gardner, whose deal with Trump, if it pans out, would be huge.
I would say one of the pivotal moments in marijuana legalization in our country.
Senator Gardner says his current position is consistent with his views on government and states' rights. The founding fathers, he says, would have approved of Colorado's willingness to experiment.
They wanted the states to be the laboratories of democracy, and Colorado is clearly deep in the heart of the laboratory.
Gardner is now co-authoring a bill with Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren that would make marijuana federally legal in the states that have approved it. He hopes that'll solve a host of problems, not just threats of prosecution, but also access to banking and tax deduction issues. Back in Colorado, Tim Cullen's cannabis business recently underwent a painful audit from the IRS. He says without access to legitimate business deductions, he pays an effective tax rate of more than 70%. He says that must be fixed.
Without that, it doesn't matter. Marijuana is not legal.
Cullen is still a bit skeptical if Trump will actually follow through on his promises.
I'd like to see the Cory Gardner Trump exchange in writing, but I am excited about it. It is a big deal.
But it isn't a done deal yet. There will be several proposals that deal with the marijuana industry making their way through Congress, but partly because he has the president's support, Senator Gardner likes his chances. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.